Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Empowerment Place. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, saying happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, all those who are mothers-to-be. It's my prayer that you've had a tremendous day. I know I certainly have. I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. Starting today and moving forward, our broadcast will be held each Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. instead of 8 o'clock a.m. We're hoping that this time change won't adversely affect our listeners, but it is a better opportunity for us as our travel schedule and other things are increasing. We want to make sure that we are in a steady place to bring forth what the Lord has placed on our heart to share with our listening audience each week. As today is Mother's Day, our topic is about motherhood. The first thing that came to me this morning, and then I had to smile as my pastor this morning, Pastor Carolyn Henderson, was preaching from the same text. So I thank God for that, but it was from the mindset of, I didn't just give birth, I am a mother. So, Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this time, for this opportunity to share your word, to empower mothers, to uplift one who may be feeling some kind of way on this evening. God, we just thank you for this time and space. Holy Spirit, we thank you now for speaking to and through me. I yield now to your will and way, Father, and I give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So as I've journeyed through life, even with Empowerment Place, there are several biblical stories that I've read about motherhood, even from the birth of Jesus, that have impacted me in such a very great way. I can remember one Christmas, actually in Baltimore, Maryland, I preached the sermon, Can Anything Good Come Out of the Hood? And we talked about Mary and her being impregnated with Jesus and not being touched, and that made an impact on a lot of people and also to me. I've also learned about motherhood from my grandmother, Mamie Washington Jarvis, who was a phenomenal woman. Oh, such a phenomenal woman who taught me so much about the sacrifices that a mother gives. I've learned also from my mother, different relationship, but I learned to see love in different ways from her. I also learned about motherhood from watching my siblings who have children, how we love our children, how we do for our children, not always doing it the same way, but being careful to show them that they are loved. Most recently, I was blessed. My daughter, Andrea, when she dedicated her baby, who's now 8, to God 8 years ago, it was a blessing. But even just this last month or so, Tiffany dedicating Carter back to the Lord was a tremendous blessing to me. And it spoke greatly about understanding motherhood. I also go to the Word of God. In 1 Samuel 1, chapter 20, where it talks about Hannah. I'm going to read to you from the Living Bible. I'm going to start verse 19-20-ish. It says this, "The entire family was up early the next morning and went to the tabernacle to worship the Lord once more. Then she returned home," glory to God, "with Ramah, and will Elkanah slept with her. The Lord remembered her petition. In the process of time, A baby boy was born to her. She named him Samuel, meaning ask of God, because, as she said, I asked the Lord for him. The next year, Elkanah and Peninnah and their children went on their annual trip to the tabernacle without Hannah, for she told her husband, wait until the baby is weaned, and then I will take him to the tabernacle and leave there. Well, whatever you think best, Elkanah agreed, may the Lord's will be done. So she stayed home until the baby was weaned. Then, though he was still so small, they took him to the tabernacle and Shiloh, along with a 3-year-old bull for the sacrifice and a bushel of flour and some wine. After the sacrifice, they took the child to Eli. Sir, do you remember me? Hannah asked him. I'm the woman who stood here that time praying to the Lord. I asked him to give me this child, and he has given me my request. And now I am giving him to the Lord for as long as he lives. So she left him there at the tabernacle for the Lord to use. And again, that's 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 19 through the end of that text from the Living Bible. So again, I didn't just give birth. I'm a mother. When we look at the responsibilities of motherhood, they're great. From birth, we nurture our children. Many of us breastfeed those who are able to. We breastfeed, we bond with, we nurture our children because we understand that they're not just the end result of an encounter, but they are indeed a blessing from the Lord. Here in this story of Hannah and 1 Samuel, Hannah's reminding us that our children really belong to the Lord, regardless of how much time they are with us. And here he was young, and she took her child to the tabernacle, left him there for the use of the Lord. You know, this week I heard some saddening stories. Stories of children who were hurting because someone had given birth to them, a woman had given birth to them, but that woman wasn't being a mother. These children were complaining because mom was too busy spending time on Facebook, spending time on Twitter, on Periscope, on all these social medias, spending more time with the new boyfriend than they were spending time with their children. Now, we've got to know that if they were doing those things, certainly they were not being mindful of the fact that those children are a gift from God, that those children actually belong to the Lord, and that God had blessed the fruit of her womb to bring forth a child, to nurture that child, to train that child in the fear and admonition of God. But unfortunately, in our society today, we have more females who just give birth to children but don't want the responsibility of being a mother. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I looked at a lot of different faces on Facebook today, a lot of different wonderful pictures of mothers and daughters, and it was a blessing. I don't think I posted one of those today, but my daughters, they posted pictures of me, which was a blessing to me. Not just because they thought enough to post my picture, but because they understand their role. They're both mothers, Andrea and Tiffany. They're both mothers, but they still honor the relationship they have with me as their mother. They honor the relationship I have with their children as their grandmother. They honor the relationship they have with their own grandmother. Why? Because each of us didn't just give birth. We're understanding the responsibility of being a mother. Now, when we give our children back to the Lord, that's something tremendous, not just for us, because we're acknowledging who God is in their lives, but it's also a very important step for our children. When they understand that as they are growing in this world that we're in, as they're being trained or challenged or whatever the case may be, they've got to know that they've got a Heavenly Father that will watch out for them when mom can't be around, when dad can't be around, auntie can't be around, because we've given our children back to the Lord. He watches over them in ways we never could. I didn't just give birth. How many times have you seen it? Out in public, at the mall, you see mom with her hair done, her nails done, her clothes looking fresh, you know, hair all laid, nice bag, everything. And the kids looking like, did you comb the hair? Why didn't you give them a bath? What's wrong with this picture? We have to understand that our children are a precious gift. So many people want to be recognized today because it's Mother's Day. But my question is, are you being the mother that you're supposed to be? Are you just trying to reap a benefit because you gave birth? Are you being the mother? I often see people who with young children. They don't want to reprimand, and you know, they're afraid of Child Protective Services, and I understand they have a role to play when it comes to abuse. The Word tells us, spare the rod, spoil the child. A child has to be disciplined. A child has to know what's right from wrong. That's the responsibility of a mother. It's the responsibility of the father, of the parents, to train the child in the way that they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart from it. But you've got to be that. I'm thankful tonight for our callers who've called in. If you have questions or comments, please press 1, and you can be brought in live. So thank you for joining us. I didn't just give birth. I'm a mother. What does that mean? Everybody that gives birth is a mother. Really? There are often times when people have given birth to children for whatever reason and knew that they were not in a position to raise the child properly. What did they do? They did what a mother would do. They put their children up for adoption so that they could be taken by people who wanted, willingly, and able to raise that child, to give the child the benefits that God would want that child to have. As mothers, mothers especially, we have the wonderful privilege of raising our children. You know, I don't have babies anymore. My youngest is 23. I don't have babies anymore. So I'm grateful for my grandbabies, grateful for my nephews and my nieces that I get to interact with and love up on, letting them know that we take the relationship with them very seriously. We care about their well-being. We want them to have the best that life has to offer. We want to give them insight to try to prohibit them running off the tracks that we ran off of. because we made choices and decisions that weren't well thought out. Because sometimes, you know, even as parents, mothers, raising our children, when they get to a certain place in life, they decide they want to make their own decisions. They want to take their own route. They want to learn their own lessons. Sometimes that's very challenging. But even when we can't be there, because we're mother, we still pray for our children. Hannah took Samuel, the gift that God had given her, because she prayed for that child. She prayed that that child would come forth. She took her child to the tabernacle that he might be used of God. A mother will dedicate her children back to the Lord that the Lord might use them. That mother will also surrender herself, her will, to the Lord to be used of him, to set an example for her children. How many are listening today and you feel like, well, I mean, I never gave thought to it, Pastor Val. Yeah, I gave birth to my children. I felt like I did the best that I could, maybe. Maybe there were some things I could have done differently. Guess what? There were some things I could have done differently, too. Some things I should have done differently. But by the grace of God, we're all well. You know, I understand the struggles of being a single parent, even in the midst of relationships and marriage. Often I still felt like I was the single parent. Yeah. But I still had to be the parent. I still had to be the mother. I still had to set the example. I still had to strive to live that right life before them so that God would be pleased and so that they would get the benefit of my relationship with God and instill in them the necessity for them to have their own relationship with him. It's Mother's Day 2016. I can tell you all that today I've had a wonderful time from early this morning fixing breakfast for my children, from hanging out and taking pictures, to going to my mom's house and spending time with my sisters, seeing my mom, my godmom, having fun conversation, laughing and joking, looking at our children and how much they've grown, to come back home in a peaceful and quiet setting to be able to reflect on the blessings that God has bestowed upon me in being a mother. There are a lot of people today who are hurting because they may have had a child and the child has gone on to be with the Lord. They may have had a child and they felt that child was taken away from them too soon. Regardless of what the circumstances may be, while they were here, if you were the best mother you could be for them, you've got to know that God is pleased. If you were the best mother that you could be, that child was blessed. There are some now who are carrying a gift in their womb, ready to bring forth life, ready to bring forth another blessing from God, ready to embrace this responsibility in life called motherhood. I want to encourage you this evening. Take this responsibility with great pride. Be willing to grow as an individual and also grow with your children. Stay in the Word of God. Have conversation with Him. Sometimes we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to turn. And that's from the time that they're 2 weeks to 28 and on. Sometimes we don't know what's best to say. But God will lead us to answers in His Word. When we have conversation with Him in prayer, He'll speak to us and reveal to us truths we've never heard. He will empower us to be the mother that we desire to be. Motherhood, a responsibility. Hannah shows us in 1 Samuel. I pray for this child, Samuel, and God blessed me with him. I could have done like some other people, and we're not going to go there this evening, but I could have got my son. Hannah could have gotten him. I not honored God by taking Samuel to the tabernacle and leaving him there, that God would be praised. She could have got her son and become selfish, which would have caused another whole storyline to manifest. But she was faithful to do what she had promised God. And this evening I want to encourage each of you to be faithful to the responsibility of motherhood. Our children are a gift, not to be taken advantage of. If you're a single mom, make sure that you're giving your child the attention that they need. Make sure, even for those who aren't single, please, parents, don't put others before your children. Don't put social media before your children. I know some of us have jobs and you have to work, but guess what? Our children need us too. God wants us to spend time with our children. He wants us to be the mother to our children. They need us. I know for me sometimes because my children are older, I feel like sometimes, oh, they're not going to need me. They're good. But my husband reminds me every day. He said, your girls love you. They love you. It's not a day that goes by that I don't hear from at least one of my girls every day. And they're all adults. But I'm thankful for that. And I attribute that to being their mother and not just the woman that gave birth to them. Take time this evening before you rest to think about your relationship with your children. Think about what it is that God would have us do for our children. I'm not asking you to compare yourself to anybody else, but just take time. Have a conversation with God about who you are to your children. Everybody's different, but our children have a need. They have a need for a relationship with us, for us to be there. They need to hear our voice. They want our ear. They want us to hear them. Sometimes they need those arms to hold them, that shoulder to lay on. I want to just empower you this evening. Come on. Let's be that mother. Let's take the responsibility. Let's strengthen our families by being who we are to be as mothers. Again, we've got callers on the line. If you have questions or comments, please press 1, and I'll bring you on the air. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm encouraged today, as I stated. It's been a wonderful Mother's Day. A wonderful Mother's Day. And I pray that each of you who are listening now and who will listen in the archives has also been blessed with a tremendous day. We want to invite you next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Elder Benny Burrell will be on the air with us, teaching from the topic Knowledge is Power. This is a man that's adamant about knowledge, understanding that knowledge is power, and once you have knowledge, that's something that people can't take from you. It's yours. To grow from and utilize to fulfill purpose in the earth. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time tonight. We pray that something has been said to empower our mothers, to lift them up from where they are. God, just continue to speak to us as mothers. Continue to show us what you would have us to do to be the benefit for our children. You've blessed us. You've blessed the fruit of our womb to allow us to give birth to children, children that belong to you. So, God, I ask that you would just speak to every mother tonight, those who are about to give birth, God, give them direction and insight, even now, God, to help them be the best mother, to take this responsibility that they will not be just one that gives birth, but they will be a true mother to their children. We thank you for this time, God, and we give you all glory, honor, and praise. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, thanks so much again for joining us this evening. It is our prayer that as you go through this week that you will do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We understand that the empowerment place that we, each of us as an individual, is the key to our own empowerment. And we want to make sure to utilize every key that God has blessed us with. We thank you again for joining us. God bless you. We love you. Have an empowered week.